Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning, your host of Ask a Coach, the Windermere podcast. In this podcast, we'll tackle some of your toughest real estate questions. Each episode will provide you with detailed answers and proven solutions to some of the biggest challenges facing realtors today. Thank you for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning, and I'm your host of Ask a Coach, the Windermere podcast. And today I'm delighted to have Mason Fredrickson with us with our Windermere Ready program. Mason, how are you?
Doing well, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Hey, for our listeners, Mason, just to give them a little background. So, folks, so Mason started off his world in biotech and then moved to working in commercial lending for 5 years, where he got exposed to everything to do with lending, all types of loans, all type of consumers, clients, products. And for the last 2 years has been working with Windermere Ready, and it's actually called Move Ready, right?
Move Forward Financial is our entity, Windermere affiliate business. And we provide some loan products. And the one we're talking about today is the Windermere Ready program.
Perfect. And so, Mason, one of the things I just wanted for our listeners is just kind of lay the groundwork a little bit. So for those of you that are with Windermere, I want you to think about, you know, how do you add value to your clients, specifically on the listing side? And as we move into this new market in 2024, you know, we're really pushing for our agents to really dominate the listing inventory. And one of the ways to do that is to remove the friction points and put your client at ease. And so, you know, when we're getting homes ready to list, typically there's a laundry list of things that they got to do in some cases. Maybe it's new hardwood floors, or they got to redo the appliances in the kitchen, or it could be just small as, you know, hey, we got to do some landscaping and some painting. And many times, you know, well, always that requires two things, time and money. And one of the things we want to make sure that our Windermere agents are aware of is the ability for them to provide a solution to the sellers where the sellers aren't really coming out of pocket in this time frame that they're selling their house. And this does a couple of things. One, it adds value to the agent because we have clients today that are migrating towards quality because, you know, the market's tight, it's tough. We've seen days on market expand. We've seen list to sell ratios drop. And so you really need to be hiring a professional. And number two, it really helps the sellers kind of be in a calm state because they know that they have access to these funds, that they can do the things they need to do to net the most on the sale of their home. And so, Mason, talk to us a little bit about the program, if you will. And I know you always want to let people know, hey, there's some resources available to them. So why don't you point them there first? And then let's just talk about a little bit about what the program entails.
Thanks, Michael. So all our Windermere people out there, you're familiar with our internal sites, the hub, the work site. Well, go to the work site, type in Windermere Ready, and you'll find our page. It's wready.withwre.com. And scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's my contact info. So I wanted to start there so you can get a hold of me. But to Michael's point, you know, the Windermere Ready is really a philosophy. I get help. Let's stand out by rallying around that phrase. So you are going to go into a listing meeting and you're going to see you know, it's competitive as ever right now. And how are you going to stand out? Well, let's talk about preparing for market. And by spending some dollars, whether it's $5,000 for staging or $40,000 to paint and landscape and these small things, it's important to be able to talk about that and what the value is for your client. So being educated on that, there's probably an ROI involved where there might be some financial benefit to the client, but certainly once a home's on the market, the more move-in ready, the better. That should help the listing price and the sales price. That should help the time on the market. So Windermere Ready is a philosophy. It embodies that. And we offer a loan program when there is need for dollars. So I know 40 grand might be It's certainly not in my checking account, and most people probably don't have that. So what are our options? Well, you know, they could go to the bank and start a long HELOC process, you know, and that's fine. Or maybe they want to sell some assets. Well, we offer the Windermere Ready program a quick equity-based loan. So as long as they've got the equity in the home, and we lend up to 75% combined loan to value currently, we can give them a short-term loan to spend on those specific items. And it's simple and easy and all paid back at escrow close. So as Michael and I have prepared for this, we'd love for you to reach out to me to talk about details of that loan, but it's super fast and easy. And we've been doing this for a couple of years now and really making a difference.
Well, and you know, Mason, a couple of things for the listeners out there. You know, when you sit down with a seller, and the seller, you know, there's timing, there's things that have to get done. And I know you mentioned a HELOC. I know that, you know, I recently did a HELOC on my house. I mean, and it took almost 2.5 months. And it was through as a credit union, but you know, for them to do the approval and all the things that I had to give them and everything. I mean, it's like going through a full-fledged loan these days.
Correct.
And they had to come back and do an appraisal on the house. I mean, it's all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so you think about, here I am, I'm a seller, very stressful time. We're trying to sell our house. And, you know, we do a walkthrough with the agent. The agent says, you know, hey, by the way, I know you guys mentioned the hardwood floors are really beat up. I noticed that they got some mold happening, some dry rot happening on the back deck. And I got to tell you, you know, your roof needs to be cleaned. And looking at the masonry work on the chimney, you know, that's got to get redone, right? And we could sell it with all this stuff as is, but we're not going to net the most. We want to net the most. And it's going to be a small investment, but that small investment is going to give you a return. And then the sellers panic. They go, well, where that money going to come from? We'll say, well, we're going to do a HELOC. Okay, well, that's 2.5 months out. And in 2.5 months, the market might change. You know, and we don't know where it's going to change to. And so I think for the listing agents that are listing today, I think, you know, for you to say, hey, but, you know, we do have an option. I think everybody loves to hear the word option. Hey, but we have an option for you. It's a shorter term option. Mm-hmm. It's money up front that will be paid at closing, you know. And by the way, and we're not going to go through all the details on this podcast. If you want the details, like I said, you can reach out directly to Mason at ready@windermere.com or go to the work site and go find out about it. But I think what I want you to hear is, how are you enhancing your toolbox to add value to your sellers? And this is a great way to do it. And and it's also,
Michael, can I add a note about the HELOC?
Yes, absolutely.
We've often, not often, a couple times we've been working with your clients, and we pull credit to confirm our combined loan to value. And we see they have an open HELOC. And we reach out, we say, hey, you've got an open HELOC. You know, should you just, can you draw on it? And a few times it's been, yes. And it's like, great, you have the money now. Just call the bank. We're very much on your team and wanting what's easiest and best for your clients. And we certainly don't want them waiting months in line at the bank, underwritten, blah, blah, blah. Our process is much more simple and equity-based. So just wanted to add that.
No, I love that. I actually love that. And I think, you know, as you're sitting down, one of the things that I would say to all of you, if you're thinking about doing the Windermere Ready program, is don't learn about it in the 11th hour. You know, do your research, do your homework, have it be part of your listing packet where you have that as an option, be able to talk to it when you need it, be able to bring it up. And even when you don't need it, I would still mention it. And here's why. So let's say that I'm working with a seller, and let's say they have a HELOC, and they go, you know what, we don't need that. Or in the conversation, you hear they have a HELOC, so you don't even mention Windermere Ready, right? Here's another thing I want all of you to remember, is that client that you're working with has the ability to refer you. And they may be sitting at a cocktail table one night, you know, having drinks with some friends, and think, we're going to sell our house, but you got to tell you, you know, there's a bunch of work we got to do, and we just don't feel like we have the money to make it happen. They go, oh, well, gosh, you know, you got to talk to our agent, because we didn't use it, but they had this really cool program and they kind of mentioned it to us. So, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Great point, Michael.
My point to all of you is that, you know, understand the tools that the company provides to you, understand how to articulate what they are, and know that maybe it may not be that client that uses it, but it might be that client that talks about it to another client that finds that to be highly valuable. Also, on your websites, when I go to your listing packet, are you talking about it? You say, hey, this is something that we also have available in case you were questioning. You can even market to it. You know, think about that. I mean, you're in an open house and, you know, you're marketing to the neighbors in the open house that might be sellers. And you say, by the way, some of the cool things that we offer, if you weren't aware of it, you know, here's some things that we do. And I know that on your website, Mason, you guys got all kinds of great marketing resources that are there as well.
Great points there. So the easiest thing is our listing presentation, the one page presentation sheet. It's Windermere themed. So it's all about you, making you stand out as a tooled out agent or broker. So the listing presentation speaks to what Michael's point is. Hey, let's just touch it. Let's talk about it. It's a great opportunity for potentially your clients to talk about it with other people. But it just brings up, getting a home ready. Again, we don't necessarily care if they need our program or not. We want to represent that philosophy and go to our worksite. The listing presentation is easy to find in our marketing tab, and add that to your listing presentation packet. And it, you know, along with your other sheets that you have in there, will just round you out nicely.
Well, and you've been doing this now for 2 years, and I know you've got to have a testimonial or two. Is there anything you want, any story you want to share that that comes to mind that you have clients that have used it? Because I know that you guys survey your clients after you're done with it. So I'd love to hear what somebody else is saying about it.
Yep, absolutely. So I'm going to pull some of those up, but really it just makes our day as our small company here when we are able to hear from a client, I could not have sold my home without this or something of that sort. So we, you know, love hearing from the clients. I have a client result here, and we'll give you a testimonial. What was your favorite part about the Windermere Ready program? Client says, how simple it was. Another one, all my expectations were met. Favorite part was the selection of their agent to list the property. Favorite part of the Windermere Ready program, informed. So they were very informed about it. Next answer, simplicity, friendly and helpful representative. So you're getting it there. One I'll point out though is the feedback, the survey answer talked about their agent. And what this is so great for is they don't remember the loan. They remember how tooled their agent was. So to Michael's point, this is helping agent and brokers stand out. And then word of mouth, someone, they're going to tell their neighbors and friends and family, and they're calling you.
Yep. No, I think that's great. And I think, you know, the one thing I want everybody to take away from this little discussion that we had today with Mason is that, you know, number one is, you know, as Windermere as a company, our goal is to make sure, just like you want to provide value to your clients, we're providing value to you as the agent that's working under the umbrella of the Windermere franchise. Number two is we want to make sure we're offering the best possible products and solutions to our clients out there that you're working with so that they can have an easy, streamlined process in getting this home sold and moving on to their next dream, right? You know, when I'm selling a house, it's because I've got some dreams of where I want to go and what I want to do. And the last thing I want to have happen is have for this to be a tumultuous, difficult, not fun process, right? And so we want to make sure, hey, how are we helping them? How are we understanding the challenges they have today in the market? How are we addressing those challenges with tools and programs such as the Windermere Ready program? And then last but not least, you know the product, learn the product. So what I mean by that is reach out to Mason, ready at windermere.com, go to the worksite, type in Windermere Ready in the search box, get on that page, look at the marketing materials, look at the presentation sheets they have for you, start incorporating those. You know, here we are at the end of the year, 2023, moving to 2024. You know, maybe it's time to update your packets. And by the way, you can also put this in your buyer packets too, because you know what? Sometimes buyers are also sellers. So, you know, don't just rule out sellers in this situation. Let educate buyers on the fact that, you know, in the event that you are going to buy, but let's say you also need to sell, there's options here for you as well. And so, big thank you to Mason for being here. Mason, anything else comes to mind that you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Michael. I'd like to add that, you know, we do a lot of office presentations as a team. So if this is all new to you or you've used it or anywhere in between, we're happy to come present to offices and let people know. Often offices like to really wait to engage until someone's had a good experience with it. And we can help facilitate that. But Michael, thanks for looking out for Windermere agents and everyone else out there. It's really amazing what you do.
Hey, thank you. And for those of you who want to find things like the specific terms of how the program works, how to apply for it, the location and footprint of where they're able to offer these loans, all of that is available on the website. Again, just go to the worksite, type in Windermere Ready, and you can get access to all that information. Or, you know what, just email ready@windermere.com and reach out to them that way, and they'll be happy to answer any questions that you guys have. All right, Mason, thank you so much. And you know, we always like to end these like we always do by saying thank you to our listeners for listening. If you like what we did here, please feel free to share it and give us a rating. That really helps us. Also, you know, if you have any other ideas of any topics or things that you'd like us to cover on this podcast, reach out to me directly at fanning@windermere.com. We're happy to either have you on the podcast if you've got some great ideas, or we're happy to find out more information about the topic you want us to talk about. And we always end these by saying be awesome and help somebody. And again, Mason, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You bet.
We just wanted to thank you for listening to Ask a Coach, the Windermere podcast. If you found our content helpful, please feel free to share it. And we always end our podcast by saying, be awesome and help somebody, and make it a great day.